Hour here, and tonight is our paranormal show, so it's a Friday night, Creation Lightship paranormal information, topics, etc. And welcome everybody. And today's date, if you don't know what it is, or if you're on an archive, you may not know. So it's July 25th, 2014. And today is Friday. And our program starts at 7 o'clock, and we also have a program tomorrow at 7 where we go to the Lightship, which is Saturday. And you must be live to go there. So if you're interested, just tune in tomorrow, same time, same station. So anyway, what's that old saying? I forgot. It used to be on, if you're not there, you're square or something. I don't know. There's some phrase used to be on AM radio a long time ago. But anyway, so hopefully you're all going to be tuning in, and we're going to take away situations that you could have dealt with the last few days, causing you just situations, harm situations. Maybe you got an awful phone call from somebody, somebody got mad at you, and you're still kind of harboring that energy. Ideally, you know, if something happens to you that you don't like, it's because you have an issue there, because you don't like it. Or if you do like it, that could be also an issue, although it may not seem like one, but it could be. So anyway, it just means that the energy normally should not be stuck in you, which means that if somebody says a word to you that you don't necessarily like or that you haven't liked in the past, but you have done your clearings, and you go, wow, that person called me a so-and-so or you know, whatever. And it doesn't make any difference to me. It doesn't bother me. But, you know, a few years ago, man, I would have had my eyeballs bugging out. And I would have got upset and would have turned all red, you know, and et cetera. So the energy should go right through your body, whatever happens. And that's the way it's supposed to be. It means that you're not attached to the keywords that they try to use, the aliens try to use, through people to irritate you so that you're now being played with by a physical person or maybe an alien in the body, a shapeshifter, causing you to react. And they just love taking your energy and stealing it. So basically, let's get rid of that energy that you may have encountered. It found its way to you, and you're still harboring an issue with it. So here we go. Going to release that. So think of that one particular situation. Here we go. So one, two, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And here we go again, releasing the same one. If it's not gone, just think about it. You should just be able to look at it and say, oh, well, you know, so what? Who cares? If not, it could be a little deeply embedded more. But if you have another one, we can do that one too. But you must have the first one cleared. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Be there, or, yeah. Be there or be square. That's it. Yeah. So I forgot who the DJ was, but anyway, I don't know if it was Wolfman Jack or not, but it was nice to listen to in the old days. But let's start the show. So I want everybody to change what you're doing. Oh, we got to energize the light beam. So here we go. Bring the light beam on your screen. Bring in peace energy to you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I use the word stronger to increase it. So stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. So, we're going to, I want you all to change and go to the yahoo.com homepage. Oh, I'm going to point out alien faces up in the skies here. So, when you get there, you're going to see some, you know, down this little ways, different events that's happening during the day here. And what I want you to click on, but don't run it because it's a video. Just don't run it. I want to get the still picture. Click on where it says Gaza side agreed to law but truce effort stall. And you're going to see the picture with clouds in it. You know, which is actually, you know, probably fire, smoke from bombs, okay? I want you to click on that, and I'll give you all about a minute to do it. So it's yahoo.com, and it's the regular homepage, and you're going to see the news of today, and you're going to see this picture. So maybe we'll wait about a minute or two so you can all get that. But don't run it. I haven't run it yet. So just leave the still picture up. So we'll turn it over to Cindy here, and I'll just give you the floor, Cindy. So you got it. You're holding it up. You're
out. Great.
Here we go.
Thank you so much, Ron. I decided I must be round because I'm here. I'm not square. Well, welcome, everyone. And tonight is another interesting show for Creation Lightship. And be sure and send your questions, well, either via chat if you're on in the chat room, or to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll try to get to those. We do have a few tonight. And also wanted to mention that we have one more July physical rejuvenation call. So sorry, forgot that for a second. So that actually will be on Sunday. It may be misposted this Saturday, and that'll get updated. So we have one more for July on Sunday, and August is actually posted at creationlightship.com. So you can see the dates for August for the Ascension Prep call on Saturday and the rejuvenation call on Sunday. So be sure and check that out. If you are looking at the chat, you've also seen the CLS chat intro page. All the information and links to Creation Lightship are listed there. So that's a quick way for you to jump in there and check out not only the monthly calls, we have the special weekly calls. And we also, well, Ron actually has created a tremendous wealth of clearings, over 500 clearing combinations actually for us. And then on the left side, creationlightship.com, there are recommended healings, and below that, there are free sample healings. So be sure and check all of those out, especially if you're new, starting out. That's a wonderful place to start out. So, Ron, what would you like to do next?
Okay, so let's bring up that picture, everybody. You should be looking at it. And don't run it. I haven't run it yet, the video, but just leave it on the still picture. So this happens to, as you look at it, hopefully you're seeing all these alien faces or people's faces in here in the clouds. So if you haven't, we'll start off describing where they are. So this is... Alien Faces 101. Here we go. So let's start on the right-hand side and go to the top. And at the very corner, depends what size your screen is, but you can see two eyes. And don't mouse over, because if you mouse over, it gets darker. But you might try it off and on. It might change the way it looks to you. Might give more definition, but just leave it so it's brighter. So the very top is two eyes. That's kind of looking there up in the right-hand top corner. But underneath that is a full face of a person. You see the eyes, the nose, the mouth. It's right there, very obvious. So there's two faces. Okay. Now, if you go underneath that second face, looks like kind of an older gentleman there at an angle. So the first one, the eyes kind of go just slightly upwards to the left. So it's almost put on the page perfectly. The other one, the eyes go down. And it looks like kind of like an old person sort of looking. See his nose. I'm assuming that it's male. Might have a slight beard on, but there it is, okay? So hopefully you're all seeing that. Now, the interesting thing is if you move over, say, about to the left where that third face is, so we're about a third of the way down. We go about a third of the way down and move about maybe an inch or so over. You're going to see this thing that has three tentacles hanging down from it. kind of looks like a hamburger in a way. And there are some faces in it, but that's probably maybe, could be legs of a critter. It could be maybe a jellyfish there. So that's kind of interesting. So now there's other ones kind of underneath that, but I want to go to the left. So top of the page to the left, kind of underneath where it has the little square with the Y and the plus. You go down on the picture, maybe about a half an inch. You can see a face there. Doesn't look, it's a little harder to see. There's also other ones to the right side where the first, faces were, but there's one there. Going over a little further, there's also a face about halfway over on the top. You can see the two eyes there. There's also one kind of with eyes going to the right, a little small face, about half the size of that little play button in the center. And if you keep going around, oh, this one's bad looking. Looks like a thing has its mouth open like it has teeth, kind of, like a U-shaped symbol. So that's the U-shape. If you look under the name here, Ian Deitch, I guess it's Deitch. Okay, underneath that, going down, underneath that word, you're going to see this critter with its mouth open. And its eye kind of looks like, I don't know what it looks like. Do you see it there, Cindy?
Does it look like a dragon?
Maybe, but nothing's coming out of its mouth. But it's possible. And it looks like a head of a vulture, sort of, it looks kind of weird. But there's that one. And now I want you to go to where it says a lob, L-A-U-B. And kind of in the middle, where it says, I guess it's Kareem Lob. So in the middle there, between the N and the L, drop straight down, and there you're going to see a person head with maybe a flat top, the two eyes, cheeks kind of bulging out, kind of like, in my screen we'll just say an inch down, an inch over from the top left. Now, that's kind of interesting. I don't know how many we've had so far. I had quite a few, but that's another one. And then kind of about 40% down on the left side, there's two heads side by side. They're kind of small. They're a little bit larger than the size of that arrow in the center of the page there. But they're probably the twins here, the alien twins there. Okay. And let's see here. Then we got the one that kind of looks like he has a really big pork chops on. So if you take and where that arrow is in the center, that little blue box, and you move to the left and kind of go halfway between the edge, where the screen, where the display starts in there, you're going to see a guy with the two eyes and the nose and the mouth. And it looks like he has a lot of hair on the top, and it kind of folds around, around his face, like really big pork chops, You see that, Cindy?
I think I do. It's like the 3D images. It kind of goes in and out. I have to kind of look at it directly, so I don't know if that'll help anyone else. This is overwhelming.
Very easily. I always look for these things. And there's other ones there, too. But you may even find some other ones. But let's go down and scroll down on this screen, okay? So take your mouse and go down. You're going to see these high school people there and the California Republic down further. And you see a little young boy, I guess, laying sideways, and go past that. There's a guy painted on a mural there, sort of a picture on a wall. Now you're going to come to the next one, which is about halfway down on your screen, kind of centered. And it looks like this is quite interesting. It says smoke from an Israeli strike raises over the Gaza Strip. So look at this thing. Look at that hat. Look at that big hat on the top. It's dark looking, okay? I think I might have two eyeballs on it, but basically on the top. But it's a big hat, kind of at an angle going from left to right. So it could be, I don't want to use the word turban, but you probably have seen people wearing those big, like, bear hats and things where it's really cold. And then if you look, there's a face underneath that hat. Okay. And then it looks like maybe that face, maybe he has a cigar in his mouth. It sticks out, you know, straight across. Looks like kind of a head, too, with eyes on it. Maybe he's eating something. And there's a really long neck on him. Now, the interesting thing. Look at that dark stuff on the bottom right of that cloud. Looks like a big, long tail. Okay? And you go, wow, there's a tail. It's connected around the butt, we'll say. And there's two legs there. And then there's two arms, okay? So, now if you pan back a ways, you know, from your screen, and you know that, you go, wow, that's a guy's head, and a long neck, and two arms, and two legs, a tail. See that, Cindy?
I do, and I also see a face just above the left arm.
Oh, yeah.
At the bottom of the neck, I guess, wherever that would be.
Yes, yeah, there is a face in there, yeah.
So, what's that up on top of the hat? There's something facing the picture top left. There's like something sticking up out of there.
It looks like little tentacles. Kind of looks like an eye of a snail, sort of. And there's two of those on the hat.
Yeah. And there's clouds right up above that, or it looks like it's up above.
Yeah, could be. Hmm. Yep. So, there we go, everybody. So this is looking at faces and clouds, aliens, okay? And that one is pretty gruesome. So I don't know, pretty bad looking. But anyway, they show up. So like I said, I see these things all the time in clouds. Whenever I see clouds, I see these. So we probably showed you in the first one at least 10 faces. And I'm going to run the video just for the heck of it on the first one. Make sure my speaker's turned off here. Yeah, it's off, okay? So I have no sound, so I'm going to just run it. And I don't know, this could take a while maybe sometimes. Got ads and things, I don't know, I got a black. Now they're zooming in on it, so I'm seeing where it's zooming. Oh, the destruction. Rats. I didn't want to see that. I thought they might show more clouds. There might be something in the sky. I see a tank now moving. Boy, it's sure a lot of sand there. And if I don't want to watch this or not. I don't like seeing death and destruction, you know. Get enough of that. No, I wouldn't say.
Can I ask you a question while you're peeking through that?
Yeah, okay, at the very end, at 52, if you want to stop it there. Oh, there's some more stuff. Oh, this is great. So now I'm at, I don't know, it says Gaza Strip City. There's a critter standing up here. I'm trying to see where I am. I think I was at 04, 03, 04, so I'll pause it. Now it says 44 on it. Nope, that's where it is, 08. So maybe between there you're gonna see, well, there's a lot of stuff there. I don't want to, I could probably talk a long time, but there's a critter. Let me go back here. I think I'm at 04, 05. Five, hit play. Then it says 46 seconds. Anyway, there's a critter up there. It looks like an E.T. head from the movie E.T. But I don't want to have you people look at all this stuff because it's just kind of disturbing. But anyway, so that's our alien heads, faces in the sky, class 101. You all got A's on this one, so you graduated if you saw them. And you may have only seen a couple. Sometimes you might actually be blocking it out because your mind won't accept seeing aliens up in the skies, okay? So just know that what you're seeing there is real stuff, you know. So they're up there. So, you know, that's why we have the alien remote viewing free clearing to get rid of these guys. Here they're showing up. And then also, you know, we have the head connectors to get the stuff off of you. And the satellite, you know, crashes. We changed the website clearing. We have two new clearings. One of them is a self-sabotage, a whole lifetime clearing. That should be up now. And then I also added on the timeline crash clearing, you have the space timeline crash clearing incorporated with that, so you don't have to pay for it. So when you go into timeline crashes, you automatically get the space one. So people say, how often should I do the space one? Maybe 10% of the time, you know, or after you do, you know, a little marathon, then do the space one. So that's kind of how you kind of treat that. So I'll turn it over to you, Cindy. It's all yours.
Okay. Well, we're going to update in the chat that new self-sabotage clearing that you mentioned. And the easiest way to, for me anyway, to find clearing is to put in just a word of the main topic. So I put in self, S-E-L-F, in the search at creationlightship.com, and that brings up two options, actually, which is nice. There's the self-empowerment and then the new clearing self-sabotage that Ron mentioned. So that's very exciting, Ron. Thank you so much.
And I did lower the price. We had two conflicting prices on the website for the monthly. So if you somehow stated different or anyway, if you get on it yourself and you pay the $300 for you, then your spouse now is $100. It used to be $150. So I lowered that down for $100 for people. So that includes all of the conference calls that we have. So anyway, so back to you, Cindy.
Okay, just to clarify, you were talking about the monthly call regarding the reduction?
Yeah, that's the body rejuvenation and the weekly calls. So if you have
okay.
a part, you know, we'll say then they're $100. So.
Okay, great. I just wanted to clarify.
Yes.
Well, I have a question regarding the new self-sabotage clearing. If I may, I wonder what's in there. I'm not able to get into it because I've purchased it. So,
I think it's just a regular clearing that would be whole lifetime. It should have the issues in there. I haven't just got put up, I believe. So I haven't seen it either. But it's up. It's a whole lifetime clearing. So I'm assuming that it has. You know, maybe an issue or something like all the rest of them. So,
well, great. Maybe this next week, I or we can investigate a little bit and maybe even get some feedback from a listener, too, if they happen to go in and purchase and run that self-sabotage clearing. So that's very exciting. I know that you have many clearings that you would like to add for us, and it does take time to add these. So thanks, everyone, for your patience and suggestions, too, which usually comes out of either the chat room or emails. People ask questions about different things, and then Ron's able to pick up on that and create a new clearing. Well, I wanted to check out the emails. Specifically, Ron was asking about Civil War feedback, and I'm just viewing here. I do not see anything in regard to Civil War at this time. I think there might have been some red over on Wednesday. So if anyone has feedback, be sure and put it in the chat, or if you're listening only, go ahead and send us an email at clsquestions@yahoo.com. And Ron, I'm assuming that you're looking for feedback on the impact of the clearing. Is that right?
Yes. I'll do one for breathing, maybe smoke, breathing smoke. We did that before, I think. This could,
yes.
You know, include your sinuses, lung congestion or something. So we'll clear some of that right now. And if you get a fur ball coming up, you know, that's great. You know? So here we go.
Okay, Ron.
Here we go. Hang on, everybody. So.
No, you're funny.
Here we go. Your spittoon ready or some Kleenex or something. So here we go. Releasing this energy. So one, this is for the Civil War. It's in your DNA, hiding. We're going to see if we can get it out here. So we already probably have that issue of breathing difficulties. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, boy, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Still, that's working for people. I want to do one other one. I'll just kind of use the word of maybe being whipped, tortured. Maybe the other side got a hold of you and they thought they knew, you knew information, which would, you know, kind of be confidential. You know, like the troops are over there 2 miles, you know, to the right, you know, and they're torturing you because maybe you're out there spying and stuff. So, here we go. So this could be any kind of torture. So if you have a problem with your body, maybe you limp or something, or you've always had a little backache, didn't know where it came from or something, we'll see what we can do. Maybe you got scars. Maybe they try to hang you and you got scars on your neck or something, or you wonder why your neck is stiff or why your back hurts off and on. Well, it could be from the Civil War, you know, and you being tortured. So here we go. Normally when I do hangings, people start gagging. That's a real common thing. So I'll do hanging. Here we go. So, and you might say, gee, how could this happen if a person got hung and he died, or she died? How could I have it in my DNA? Well, that's from entities. Entities could have hopped in from that point, or the emotional body of the person that died and hopped into one of your ancestors and then programmed the DNA. You could be dealing with this stuff from an entity that got put into one of your ancestors a long time ago, even though they died. So that's how that works. You don't have to be living to give you stuff. So here we go. A hanging. So releasing that energy. So one, two, three, four, five. Well, maybe you have a problem standing up on chairs, you know. Maybe to reach something, you're afraid to get up on a chair, you know? You go, oh, man, that thing's up there in the cupboard. I only need to be up a foot higher, but, man, the chair doesn't look good to me to stand on, or stool. I'm afraid I'm going to fall off, you know, and hurt myself. Well, that could be from you maybe having that done to you, okay? They kick something out, and, you weren't living after that for a while. So here we go. Releasing this energy for hanging. One, two, maybe you hate rope. One, two, three, four, well, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, somebody has an issue. One, two, it's not me. One, two, three, four, although I got it now. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One more time for this. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okie doke. There we go. So let's do the next one here. This is being whipped, tortured. Whipping, they probably did a lot because they probably have, you know, horses that had whips, right? So a whip would probably be a pretty common thing. So here we go. So one, two, three. Oh, man, four, very heavy energy. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Wow, okay. So, what do we got on information there? Anybody commenting, Cindy?
Well, no plummeting yet. However, we do have a comment. Yes, I felt like I was being tortured on my neck today. So that might have been that rough spot there that you found. Let's see, another comment. Got chilled when you said chair. And she's yawning. We do have some questions or comments regarding the Gaza link that we were looking at, the pictures we were looking at. Let me see here. I'm not sure I understand the question. I'll just say it. Is that what accent people called God, some kind of entity in a cloud, and then the entity spoke to them or gave them direction? I'm not sure about accent people. Maybe ancient people. I'm sure that's what
I would say that could probably be correct, yeah. That would make sense to me.
Wow.
Because, you know, okay. They are seeing there, and then they can bring that picture forward. But, yeah, I don't see why not.
Wow. Okay, another question. So what is happening to the new Earth spirit when all of this is going on? Is she being pulled back into darkness? Do you even know yet? I mean, maybe it's too soon.
I think it's probably too soon. I don't know. Well, I can't I'm in on that one.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Ron. Another question. This is in regard to the Gaza picture that we were looking at from the Yahoo homepage for anyone that's listening and didn't have a chance to check that. You can check it later. So the question is, why are they so big? Is it a projection or a hologram? Well, that's a good question. What do you think, Ron?
It's forming around the thing that's around in the clouds. That thing is invisible, whatever you're looking at, okay? The cloud just happens to form around it. So that's what it is. They're already there.
So they were lurking there. They were lurking there, right?
After they're already there looking. They just happened to be spotted.
Holy moly. Okay. Let's see. We have a comment regarding the Civil War, Ron. It says, we are still reliving Civil War because it laid present foundation and activity to release.
Now you're still actually in the Civil War living on a timeline, yes. Your body is on that timeline. Otherwise, this would not affect you. Okay, so you're there.
So we're talking about a parallel timeline.
Yep, you're living in the Civil War energies right now. If this affects you.
Okay.
And all other timelines that deal with that.
Okay, thanks, Ron, for that description. Here's another great info. I finished the timeline crashes 50 a year. and then was walking the other day, and a neighbor was shooting a shotgun. The noise went right through me. I did not react to it.
So, that's very good.
That would be very hard not to react to, so
yeah,
it's working.
Yep.
Let's see. We have another note regarding the hanging clearing. I know I had been a captured free slave who was hung and saw a lot of muscle release. So thanks for doing that, Ron, for us. And I'm just wondering if we could, if you'd be willing to do the media clearing for us, since we were in on the site looking at Gaza and probably looking at some other events that are happening around the world.
I can do the clearing of the alien stuff, you know, if you want, with the clouds here. So here we go. We can release the energy if you're attached to it. So one, or the, one of those beings up there, one of your handlers? Good question to ask people, isn't it? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Okay. Do you have your email open, Cindy?
I sure do.
Okay, I'm going to send you an email, as we kind of talked about sort of this here. This is quite a while ago. I got this email in 05, okay? So,
okay.
And it's a testimonial. I went to Phoenix, so I got to get into here now to pose. You can just read this here.
Sure.
So, I'm going to paste it here. I'll put Phoenix on it here. This is a weird, went to this event, Phoenix, and there was a lot of people there, a lot of headliners. Al Bielek was there. The guy that made, the book, I don't know what his name is. I don't follow any of that stuff. But he made the Venus and Mars one. Is that what it is?
Yes.
Like that. Okay, I'm sending this over to you.
Well, okay.
I met this gentleman there. You might just proofread it first real quick, just to make sure. I think it's okay. Yeah, I think you could read it. Go ahead. But when you get it. Oh, this is
sure.
This is when I went by E.T. Ron. It helped me out a lot to keep the hours to be away sometimes. Quite interesting. This is, anyway, the event, we went there. There's probably like maybe 30 people who showed up as vendors, young people selling clothes and all these people, and I think 7 people showed up. This whole event is at one of the Mason buildings where they normally use for some of these events. Most promoters go to Masonic lodges to do this. This is at one of those lodges. Anyway, there you go. Got it, Cindy?
Not yet. While I'm waiting for that to come, may I just address a question regarding the website we were looking at?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I just received an email asking what site we were looking at or what the complete name is. And so we were looking at Yahoo. If you go to the Yahoo main page, or even just do regular Google. I just did a Google search for Gaza, G-A-Z-A. And right now the first one pops up, Gaza conflict, Israel and Hamas agree. Let me see if that's the one.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
They scroll the pictures, back and forth. So if it's not up, it will show you, There's little arrows on the sides where you wanted to speed it up. So you will find it. Just look for the, the dark-looking clouds and with that caption on it.
Yep. The title of this particular article is Gaza Sides Agree to Lull, but Truth Efforts Stall. So that's what you'd want to be looking for. And then, like Ron said, you'll be seeing clouds. And it's actually a video at the top, too. So, okay. So let me double-check now. I'll refresh here and see. By the way, if somebody out there listening or in the chat for some reason is not able to find that link, you can email me at clsquestions@yahoo.com and I can send the link to you. And Ron, so far, I'm refreshing and that email that you sent is not showing up. So I'm looking at clsquestions@yahoo.com.
I also sent it on the little messenger here. But it didn't show all the stuff. I'll resend it again here. You can just keep talking here.
All righty. We have a question regarding deceased loved one clearing. And, sad news of a grandmother passing at the tender age of 97. And the question is, let's see. Well, they've been doing the deceased loved one clearing in 30-minute increments with the whole life, too. And just wondering how long do they need to do that clearing for her? This person actually felt this spirit of her grandmother this morning. And so it's just wondering,
it should be done. Well, it's not normally you don't keep doing it because the spirit will could be around, but once you do that, the spirit will be leaving, after maybe a couple of weeks, maybe to a month. So it may still be around, but the clearing will have it released at that time. The emotional one, if you cleared out the emotional body, that's instant also, so that should be gone. You don't have to keep doing it.
Okay, so no reason to do several and 30-minute increments.
No.
Just try to catch up with her.
Or one time.
Okay, great.
Let me
refresh here. I'm going to refresh and see. No, I'm just going to check. No, you didn't go into spam either. I'm not sure why we're not getting that. Okay. I do have a question about DNA, and then I have a paranormal attack question. Do you have a preference? Oh, I see. It's now in the chat. You sent me that information. Do you want me to read that information now?
Oh, yeah, I don't have all of it on chat. It's really lengthy, so.
Okay. Do you want me to start reading that?
Well, you can start reading that part.
Okay.
And I will paste some more there, okay?
All righty. And this is, a testimonial Ron has sent us, and it begins with the Phoenix prophecy seminar in 2005. And this person met Ron at that seminar and talked with him a couple times, and says, he took me up to the ship. Although I didn't feel any earth-shaking difference in my 58-year-old body, I maintained an open mind and listened with interest as E.T. Ron talked of the procedures that were being performed on me interdimensionally on board the ship. Afterward, I felt okay, and for me, that is just fine. My philosophy is that most of today's practitioners of medicine are just guessing and trying. Most of them have an unhealthy relationship with major pharmaceutical companies and can only keep trying drugs and testing to see if they have achieved any results. I won't pay money, that kind of money, to be a guinea pig. At the end of the seminar, I was taking down the booth and couldn't quite reach the top of the screen to take the sign down from the back. And I figured that it wouldn't hurt to stand on a folding chair for just a second to unhook the sign. Well, the chair folded up, clamping my foot between the seat and the back, and then the chair went one way, and I went the other. Oh, my. And I didn't stop until I landed on my back on the floor. I have injured myself a lot times over the 58 years of my life, and I know that my 280-pound body, hyper my ankle, was a major injury. The pain was so severe that I felt like throwing up. I hobbled over to E.T. Ron's table and told him that I just fell and hurt myself, and he took me up to the ship. Within 15 seconds, the pain subsided completely, and within 3 minutes, I was walking on it to test it as the light beings wanted to know what I thought of the repair. I walked, and light beings asked through Ron if it would be okay for them to repair my hip. So the outside of my leg, here. Looks like maybe this part
didn't come through, huh? Let me see. So I got to find it here.
That's the outside of my leg.
Find it? That'll look on here. Well, there we go. No, okay, I see it here. Numbness. Okay. So I'll copy this part.
All righty. Thanks, Ron. Thanks, everyone, for your patience. This is a very intriguing testimonial. And feel free to send your testimonials to clsquestions@yahoo.com. They really do help everyone. Okay. As the email goes on, the outside of my leg has been numb for 15 years since I damaged a disc in my lower back. I said okay to repairing my hip, and he communicated to me that they were trying a rotation of the hip joint. They asked me to walk again and asked me what I thought. I said it was fine, and they asked if they could make another adjustment. I said okay again, and after a couple minutes, I walked again, and they said that my hips were fine. But I wanted to know if I wanted more bounce to my step. Let's see. Oh, but they wanted to know if I wanted more bounce to my step. I said yes, and they started with a little and then added more. I felt great. I was not only not in pain anymore, I could feel the outside of my leg and have sense, and walking felt like I was younger. When I told my friends in North Dakota, they all thought I'd probably damaged my brain when I fell, But I know what I feel, and I haven't had any problem for my leg or ankle since. I know that at the very least, I saw a very nasty sprain healed in a matter of minutes. And I'm sure the rest of that said, thank you, Ron, and Creation Light Chip Light Beams.
Yeah, that's quite interesting.
Wow.
And he was almost, he's hobbling, and his eyes are, you know, he's ready to cry. You can tell that he's in excruciating pain. So, you know,
right.
That was, that's what happened. Yeah, that was in 05, and that was quite interesting. I didn't get the testimonial for maybe a year later. He contacted me or something, I think, and I asked him, oh, can you please send something about that? He goes, oh, yeah, you know. So anyway, that's one of those things that, you know, we do, and you probably even, the listeners probably have had a situation where, you know, something like that has happened, or on one of the calls that we're even doing tonight, like talking about stuff, all of a sudden, you have this great release and healing takes place. So that one was kind of unique. That was very interesting. So we have any more information up there, Cindy?
Well, looking at the chat, let's see.
Like we only got a few minutes to go here, so.
Right.
Got a real bad headline.
Images for alien head faces, the sky is good. I thought of images of animals were good in the clouds. Is that true?
Cloud Have you seen any animals? That's probably pretty good, yeah. I didn't see any real animals up there. It could be, but, you know, I didn't see any. The ones that I focused on, well, I think we probably found at least a dozen of them there. And then that alien critter walking with a tail, that hat looks pretty weird, you know. It kind of reminds me of, you know, seeing those movies where people are like in the Antarctica or something, you know, and they got these big hats on or, you know. Anyway, that's quite interesting to look at. If you scroll down, if you haven't done that, about halfway down on the page, you're going to see this cloud has a tail on it, and you start looking a little closer, and, God, it has two legs and arms and a long neck and a head with this kind of, I don't know, turban is the wrong word to use on the head, but, you know, it's dark in color, so you could maybe call it a turban, but I'm sure that's not politically correct, you know. Anyway.
Well, we have another comment, Ron, regarding the alien face. It says, thank you for the clearings tonight, and thank you for the alien face scene 101. Really helpful after Wednesday's eye camera clearing, as after that clearing, I could see reality a whole lot more.
Oh, that's good.
That brings up a good point. Yes, that brings up a good point. We were asking for eye camera emails or feedback, too. Did you receive any, Ron?
I don't think I could have, but I haven't checked my computer in the last 2 days, so I will be, though. But, yeah.
Sure.
It looks like our time is kind of coming to a close. So, anyway, so all of you people, if you could save that link to that particular Yahoo page, I don't know how long they leave them up, but, you know, might be up for a while, maybe. I don't know if they archive the pages, but it would be good for you to show your unbelievers, right, who, if you talked about CLS or stuff looking down upon you from the sky or whatever, this one here is very obvious, you know. And, you know, although I don't know what a clone would do if you have any clone friends. They may not even get it. They may even think it's natural or may not even see it. You don't know what they're... They are in their consciousness, you see. You don't know if they have that program to be able to see that. I think that old story about Christopher Columbus came here to the States, supposedly, if he ever came here, but they say he did, we'll say. And the Indians couldn't see the ship on the water, supposedly, because that was a brand new thing to them. So they didn't really see the ships coming. So they in a sense, had no way to put it anywhere, so they didn't see it. So that kind of goes by also with the cameras in the eye, that maybe the camera could only focus on certain things, and it was blocking your true vision. Anyway, let's do the mind-to-heart drop, everybody. Thank you for listening tonight. and show all your friends those pictures and see if they could find some that you can't find, and then see how they react to it. That's your homework for tonight. So take it to a church. Never mind. God's in the sky. Look at that monster up there. Anyway, here we go. The mind to heart drop, commanding your spirit to drop the thoughts in your head, the monkey mind, the chatter, to keep you out of your heart. So we're going to drop those thoughts into your heart where they get neutralized and you can be at peace and be with your spirit and be in the now. So dropping down, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. Thank you. Thank you, Cindy. And we'll see you later. Blessings.